Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell now for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Glad you guys could be here with us on a big day. We got all kinds of Astros to talk. We got all kinds of Texans to talk. A lot of sound to get to. And, oh, by the way, in the 9 o'clock hour, you're listening now, but you got to listen in the 9 o'clock hour because you got a chance to be in our fantasy league because we will give away two spots, one person, two spots in the 9 o'clock hour. A very simple fantasy question. And if you get it, if you are the caller that is able to get in and get there, you are going to be coming to Lake Charles with us. You're going to get a room for two. I don't know if it's we got to figure that. I got to ask Todd or whoever, Christina, if it's two rooms for two different people. Because if you come with a buddy,
I ain't sleeping in no room.
That's
no
too guy. Bad. You yeah, guys are going to have to buddy up, then pony up. Tell your buddy not to come then.
No, he's got to come. Beds. We're inviting two
he's
people.
He's got his own bed. You blow it up and get in there.
Yeah, no.
You think the Golden Nugget's going to try to give you two rooms for two dudes?
When we went to New Orleans on a trip with 1560.
It's free.
I had to stay in the same room as Sean Pendergast.
Well, he snores.
And he is the loudest. It was the worst night of my life. I got another room.
Bring a lady friend.
Well, she might snore too.
Okay, well, here's your deal then. Then pony up. They're already giving you a free room. Why are you crying?
No, we might be. We're going to see.
Here's the new deal. We're going to give you two rooms and a free entry. No. How does that sound?
We said we got accommodations for two.
That's right. Okay. That's called double beds.
Yeah, I don't know.
No one's asking you to stay double.
Yeah, it's not your hotel.
You worry so much about the sports book, and now you're worried about the rooms?
Well, yeah. I'm worried about people actually being able to sleep at night and then getting there to the fantasy draft and having a good night's sleep so that they can concentrate. God.
Whoever's out there listening, expect one room with two beds.
Yes. Well, are you sharing with Mapes?
Ten guys.
No.
10 guys
with
20 rooms.
Oh, it's okay
rooms.
For you.
Yeah, we're
sorry,
part of the,
I'm part of the package. I apologize, but this is how it goes.
Are you getting paid to go up to drive up there?
No.
I didn't think so.
No. Well, I'm not actually.
Okay.
No,
well, then you know what? You'll get a room then.
I'm getting a room. Yeah. I'm sorry, but that's it. You get a two-night stay for free. You can enjoy everything.
Free food.
$200 drink and beverage credit.
That's right.
And you get a dinner at the sports book.
For somebody who's so worried about the sports book, you sure are trying to give their rooms away.
Yeah, I am. A dozen rooms. Let's go.
I'm sorry y'all lost that parlay.
Look, John may have confused all of you, but whoever's looking to go, expect the room, two beds, a very nice room, by the way.
Yeah.
And a very nice stay.
Very nice.
But bring someone you can spend a couple nights with.
You guys are trying to make sure that the corporate entity doesn't give away too
many
rooms.
I'm trying to make sure the listeners don't expect too much.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't expect two rooms.
I'm trying.
You don't care about the people.
You know what? Bring
That's
four
why
friends.
I'm man of
you're
the
not,
people.
All you're doing is confusing rooms. People. I'm just telling you what it is. That's all.
No. John's going to have to come back and apologize tomorrow.
No, I'm not. I'm not apologizing. I'm not apologizing for a thing. A dozen rooms, that's what we're doing, okay?
So we're not doing a dozen rooms.
No.
You know what? 500 apiece. You guys get a spin, and they're going to bankroll your first 300 on the table.
Yeah.
Well,
exactly. What else can you offer that you can't actually promise?
Whatever you win, okay? Don't forget, you could win your room, too, okay?
And a free round of golf, guys.
No. Well, I don't know. You might. I don't know.
Put it out there.
Yeah.
That we're giving that away.
I can ask Gregory. Hey, Greg, do you mind if the guys play? No. He hosts. You know what he says? He doesn't care. You know what? He's about the people, too, not you two.
So he's going to give away his golf
for
free?
You don't care about the people.
You don't care about Tillman Fertitta. Wait till word gets back to Tillman that you're giving all this stuff away for free.
You got to say it in Italian because he's
in Italy. John's going to go like this.
Okay.
Oh, Tillman, they're blowing it out of proportion, Tillman, I swear.
No, that's not how it's going to go.
John, you know we're at the first apron, right? No, Tillman, come on. I said they had to pay. I said if they had a second room, they'd have to pay for it. Hmm. And I said if they snore, you know, wear earbuds or bring the rain machine.
Yeah, well, we're not doing that. So anyway, let's get to our Astros. A sweep of the Diamondbacks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, talk about and talk about a lineup. Holy crap.
I want to do something for you right now. I thought about this. Del, do you have the music ready? I'm going to remember the good old days in 2024. This is less than this is about 10 months ago. That's it. About 10 months ago. I'm going to play you the old time Houston Astros lineup from the last game they played. I'm going to announce it in my 1930s voice. The lineup against the Tigers. It's the last time. It was 10 months ago. This is literally the last game of 2024. Okay? It wasn't that long ago. It was 10 months ago. But it feels, or maybe 9 months ago, actually. But it feels like, because it was October 2nd was the last game. Since October 2nd, okay, we're gonna go way back to 2024, October 2nd. And this is what the lineup sounded like. You ready? Here we go.
And welcome to the Ball Stadium today, people. We've got quite a matchup for you here. The sun is being shielded by the magnificent stadium here at Minute Maid Park. Leading off for your hometown nine is going to be Jose Altuve. He's small in stature but big in heart. Kyle Tucker, the left-hander with MVP caliber numbers when he actually played. Yordan Alvarez, the slugger from Cuba. Alex Bregman, everyone's favorite third baseman. You've known him for years, you've seen him for years, and you've loved him for years. Yainer Diaz, the hotshot catcher. Victor Caratini, another Italian, who knew? Well, kind of. Jeremy Pena, you may remember him when he won World Series MVP and should have been Rookie of the Year, in my opinion. Jason Hayward, the longtime veteran outfielder who somehow made it back into the big leagues. Chaz McCormick, the Chaz Chomp. Everyone loves the Chaz Chomp. Even the kids at school are all doing the Hey, say, kids, what's that move you're doing with your hands? Oh, they say it's the Chaz Chomp. And then in right field, you have Jake Myers. Well, he's just going to pinch run, actually. The starter, well, hell, who was the starter? Oh, it was Kyle Tucker. There was just a series of guys who came in and pinch hit like John Singleton. Now, let's move to... Now, that's 9 months ago. Now we'll move to yesterday. And here are your Houston Astros. It's a road affair. They're playing in Arizona. So it's going to be hot here. That's one thing we know about Arizona. It's a dry heat. Batting first is Taylor Trammell.
Trammell.
The second. Oh, look who it is. The veteran, Victor Caratini. We know him. Hitting next is third in the lineup is Christian Walker. Fourth is Yainer Diaz, everyone's favorite hotshot catcher. Fifth is Bryson Matthews. Then there's Marcel Dubon is next up. And then Cole Hummel is playing in left field. We don't know him very well. Cameron Smith, the hotshot rookie, is going to pinch run for come into the right field for him. Actually, for Chaz McCormick. Everyone's favorite, the Chaz Chomp. Say, kids, who is this guy? Shea Whitcomb. He replaced Alex Bregman, so I don't know much about him, except he doesn't have much of a glove. And then Zach Short. When did he come up here? Zach Short. So quite a lineup here. Is I think most of the fellows got caught on a bus coming over and weren't able to make it on from the second bus is all I can explain this lineup for. So second bus should be here shortly, and the good players should be getting here as soon as possible, like Yordan and Jose Altuve, Alex Bregman, Kyle Tucker, the good players, the ones you all know for years and years, before Zach and Hummel and Dubon and Matthews and these other guy and the other guy, Trammell say, I'm surprised he made it into a big league roster.
That's the difference in lineup.
Well, and then
one was full of World Series stars, and another one just swept the Arizona Diamondbacks.
And then
one couldn't even beat the Tigers once at home, and this team beat a Diamondback team that everyone's been talking about, been the talk of the town.
Well, not really. But then on the mound for your Houston Astros, Brandon Walter.
Pitching
Brandon
staff.
Walter, who in 2023 pitched for the Red Sox and had a 6.26 ERA in nine games. And here he is, a dominating baseball. And by dominating baseball, I mean, holy crap, can you believe that this guy, he had two outings, okay, he had two outings. He's pitched in nine games this year for the Astros, started nine games, started zero with the Red Sox before this, made his major league starting debut this year after a year off, okay, and he's had two outings in which he gave up five runs over five and seven runs over six. Otherwise, Brandon Walter, five innings, no earned runs, six innings, two, six and two-thirds, one, 6-1, 6-2, 6-1, 7-1. Holy crap.
We've been through it yesterday. His whip is below one. He's got legit numbers.
Yeah, no, he is without a doubt. I don't care who comes back because, listen, Eric Geddy comes back, gusto, bye. Christian Javier comes back. Colton Gordon, bye. If Luis Garcia comes back, McCullers, bye. You don't take Brandon Walter out of this rotation. You do not take Brandon Walter has earned a spot to start at least every six games here. Honest to God, he is your third best pitcher in this rotation.
He is.
He absolutely is.
Yes.
He has been incredible. If not for those two outings, this dude's got a one-something ERA. He's got a 3.35 right now with two blow-ups, a five-inning five and a six-inning seven.
Yep.
Otherwise, this guy has been money. Yeah, he's kept been you. Good. Now, did you see that stat yesterday? I mean, the guys were talking about it yesterday. Now, they're 3-6 in games he started, which not his fault. Not his fault because they lost 6-1 in a game where he gave up one run. They lost 4-2, he gave up two runs. They lost 4-2 and he gave up two runs. They lost 3-2 and he gave up zero runs. Have you seen the run that Fromber's on?
Oh yeah. I went through his game log. He's got, other than one game where before the All-Star break, he didn't get a quality start because they pitched him short term. But
they have won 13 straight games he started.
Yeah, Fromber's a horse, but we're just going to get rid of him. He's not the guy. He doesn't deserve money. So that's fine.
Here we go.
No, it's fine. Todd Fromber doesn't deserve it. What's he ever done for this team?
Holy crap.
Miss him.
No. Yeah, we're going to miss Fromber. We are going to miss Fromber.
Get somebody named Colton in there. They'll be fine.
Not really.
Well, we're not going to pay him, so that's fine. He doesn't deserve money.
He does deserve the money, but he is. I don't know that they're going to. They don't sign anybody, so that's what's going to happen. And then they continue to be just the best record in the American League. They have they're tied right now for the best record in the American League with Toronto. Detroit has been on such. I mean, Detroit came back down to earth. They have sucked the last couple of weeks. And the Astros now and Toronto. The Astros for a while yesterday afternoon had the best record in the American League. And they're only a half a game behind Milwaukee for best record in all of baseball.
The Tigers have not played great lately.
No, the Tigers have sucked lately. Yeah, they suck. So the Astros are with the sweep here. And, you know, and you want to talk about some intense games. And, oh, by the way, these games, you know, Arizona is a really, really good hitting team. Really good hitting team. Mm-hmm. And the Astros held them down to next to nothing this entire series. This has been what a great series that was, especially coming out off of losing 2 out of 3 to Seattle. So what a sweep that was. And now the Astros coming home. They've got four against the A's, which is nice. And then they got a seven-game homestand here. They've got four against the A's and then three against Washington. And when you're playing the A's in Washington, I don't see that any way that you go better than 3-4. Because they certainly play down to their competition.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, and they're bringing up, look at this. I mean, because of McCullers going down, they're bringing up Jason Alexander to start for them tonight. And then they don't know who's starting tomorrow. And then Hunter Brown, Colton Gordon, Valdez, and Walter. This is so, it's so incredible. If Joe Espada is not the manager of the year, then they got to stop it. They got to stop having manager of the year. Because this guy has been, is nothing short of amazing with these lineups that he's throwing, with all of these rookies that he's playing, with this rotation that he's throwing out there. Holy crap. This is one of the best managerial jobs I think we've seen. I don't remember, of course, 17 guys on the IL. I don't remember a guy doing what Joe Espada is doing with this kind of injuries and having the best record in the American League. It's incredible.
Right.
Simply incredible. So we got to make sure that we trumpet Joe as much as possible because you know, he had a rough start to it. And now he's settled in nicely as the man. And boy, he's a player's guy. They all love him. He never has a disparaging word for any of his guys. Christian Walker talked about it on MLB and then yesterday as well. I saw the post game, and he was like, it doesn't matter who's coming up. A guy who just got here, a guy who's had no experience, he's up there in the 7-hole or 8-hole, and we expect him to hit, and he does. And we're just behind him. Doesn't matter who's playing. Everybody's behind him. And that's the way we go about it. And that is just awesome. This team has just been incredible. That's a lot of fun. This is a lot of fun to watch, these guys. So we're just getting it started. Remember, in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to be giving away a spot, two spots in our fantasy league. One person, two spots in our fantasy league. To go into the Golden Nugget, so you got to keep on listening here. Right now, I'm talking about Air Team.
Bring someone you want in your room with you.
Or someone that, you know, can get their own room.
Yeah, that's true. They like it if they buy their own room. That's true.
No. I'm going to talk to Todd about this, and we'll get this straightened out.
All right.
We'll get this straightened out.
Dylan, I'll be waiting.
Good luck.
Two rooms for each person. No is minus. I'm going to make no minus 9.
Okay, we'll see.
Minus 950.
We'll see. We'll see about that. Right now, we're talking about Air Team, airteamltd.com. Airteamltd.com. This is the time of the year. I mean, it's a billion degrees every day. Your air conditioner doesn't stop. It's running, running, running. What can you run 24 hours a day that you're not going to have some kind of issue with or that you're not going to worry about that it could break? I mean, you got one air conditioner, you got two. I don't know how many air conditioners you got, but whatever you've got, they're running 24 hours a day. Because it's so damn hot. So they're running all day, and you have it. Okay, well, I'm just going to ignore it. I'm not going to make sure that that it's fantastic, that it's in working order, that the Freon is great, the lines are great, that it's cleaned out, all of the stuff that you need to do to make sure that your air conditioner runs great. Just leave it alone, because that'll work out great. No, it won't work out great. You need Air Team LTD to come to your home. AirTeamLTD.com, AirTeamLTD.com. Let them come to your home. Let them check out your system. They might find something that they've got to take care of right away, and then it'll work great. But if you don't take care of it, it's going to break down, and now you've got to buy a new one, and you don't want to do that. But if you do have to buy a new one, these guys are great for that, too. I had to do it. But I love the way they did it for me. AirTeamLTD.com. I'm telling you, I love them. Love what they did for me. AirTeamLTD.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. All right, we're going to get to Texans coverage now, but Jeff wants to get in here and talk about Bryce Matthews. So let's do that here. Hey, Jeff, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, my kings. How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing great. How are you, man?
Hey, pretty good. Hey, listen, a couple things real quick. Yesterday, you guys were talking about the, getting the tattoos. So I was thinking either getting one on each bicep of you guys or one on the backside. I haven't decided where I want to put them in.
Target?
And also,
lower back? You're going to get one on the lower back?
Yeah, a little bit lower than the back. You know, the butt cheeks. Both sides, John and Lance. And also, the microphone, it makes you sound stronger, more positive.
I am.
This is a game day microphone.
This is, how about that?
No, I wanted to see you guys' opinion. I know he's kind of new to the team. I don't know his whole background. I haven't done any Googling back. But what do you guys think of Bryce Matthews? I'm pretty impressed so far. I want to get your opinion if you guys thought he was maybe a real deal or if he was just a one-year wonder.
No.
He was drafted high.
Yeah. This kid is going to be he and Cam Smith, Perrett is as young too. Did you know that? And you got him for three more years. You got him for 3 years.
Yeah, way younger than I expected.
You got him for 3 years. You got Cam Smith. You got Bryce Matthews. You got Pena, who's young. You got Jordan is still young. I mean, he's not around, but he's not old. You got Yiner, who's going to be around. This is Jacob Melton is going to be coming up. He got hurt, but he's going to. You got a lot of good young talent. What we thought was, you know, that the organization doesn't, you know, the minor league system is always rated one of the worst in baseball. Not 30th, it's 29th. A lot of good young players in this system.
Yeah, I mean, Bryce has been in the minors for, this is his third season that he's in it, obviously 2.5 seasons. And he's been solid at every step. He's not going to stand out with his hitting. His hitting's been solid. In an A ball, he had 1,000 OPS, then 872 in double A, and in a triple A, he's at 818, which is, you know, fine. Home run numbers are okay. 10 home runs this year, which is fine. His stolen base numbers have been good. 28 stolen bases this year. He had 16 last year. So he's going to run. He's got a little bit of pop. Not Altuve pop, but he's got a little bit of pop. And maybe he develops that pop. Remember, he's still a relatively young player as well. So he was drafted in the first round. So, I mean, obviously out of Nebraska and Lincoln. So he was a highly regarded prospect and player. And he's on schedule to come up to the big leagues on a full-time basis and be the guy about like you want most of your first-round college players to be, about 3 years. This is the year that you'd like to have him up there.
And the guys brought it up yesterday. They were talking about the play to end the game the other night. Bases loaded. A rocket that Bryce Matthews moved to his left. I mean, a one-hopper that was just a bullet. He grabs it, spins, turns, throws to second for one, and then Dubon finishes the double play. But they said in that situation, first of all, grabbing that ball. Secondly, to just, I mean, not nonchalantly, but without any nerves, just spinning and turning to save a game. He's got great instincts. He made another play yesterday that they just said, wow, that's just great baseball instincts, what he did. I forget what it was. Oh, I think he took an extra base and was able to grab an extra base when a lot of guys wouldn't have been able to do it. But dude was a football player, too.
Yeah.
He was a football player, too. He's got wheels. He's got everything. He's got everything. He's got a gun. He can hit. He can run. He can throw. He's got all the tools.
He's a first rounder.
Yeah, so he's
not a flash in the pan.
No, he's going to be. Hopefully, he's going to be around for a while. Lance had him traded yesterday, which was great. Okay,
yeah, for Zach Gallen.
For Zach Gallen.
Well, we got to upgrade from Fromber. We got to find a way to get better than Fromber.
Oh, that's the worst.
The quicker
the worst.
We can get him off the team, the better.
You're the worst. All right, let's talk a little Texans. Without telling you, this is why I fired Bobby Slowick. DeMeco yesterday said, this is why I fired Bobby Slowick. Okay, he was talking about Nick Caley and what Nick Caley is doing with this offense.
DeMeco will tell you things if you just listen.
If you just listen.
Yeah.
Here is DeMeco, not more or less, telling you why Bobby Slowick is no longer with us.
What excites me most about Caley's offense is that it's evolving and it's being tailored toward the Houston Texans and the guys that we have on our roster. So what excites me the most is not just a copy and paste from other places that he's been. And he's been very successful at other places, but he's been very, very thorough with the installation process of where do we want to put our guys, what position, what's the best spot for our guys to be in. So when you look at it through that lens, it's going to be about the Houston Texans. And that's what I love most about the offense is him being able to be adaptable and put our guys.
Excuse me.
Uh-huh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Where's Nick Caley been very successful at?
The Rams.
The Rams?
He was extremely successful.
Doing what?
Doing helping to, oh, okay. Helping yeah. Sean McVay create an incredible yeah. offense.
Got it.
Making Puka oh. Nacua one of the most incredible sixth-round picks that the world has ever seen.
If yeah. If we went back to the first words he said about Bobby Slowick, what do you think he would have said?
He'd have some fairly positive things to say about Bobby.
Ah, got it. Understood.
Well, I mean, he calls all the good plays, Dell. Mm. Okay.
A copy and paste. I mean, that was pretty damn.
Copy and paste was a, not a copy direct and paste. Shot.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just, you know, some of those guys get really married to the offense. And he said, I want to tailor to the players, not a copy and paste. He just basically said, I want to tailor to the players and not to the system. I don't want to tailor the players to the system.
Well, that's the what Shanahan offense is one where it's we do this and we.
Now he has changed his offense. I'll say this. Kyle Shanahan's offense is way different than Mike Shanahan's offense.
Yeah.
He has, you know, he changed his offense in Cleveland for RG3. He changed his offense for Brock Purdy and some. But there are certain, I mean, there are certain
to that offense that will yeah, remain good, the same. Yeah,
that's good for, because Mike McDaniel has made changes.
Yeah.
But there's certain tenets to the offense, yes, that remain the same. And I think some of it is maybe that the quarterback doesn't make certain changes. Maybe that's what he's referring to. Obviously, CJ wasn't happy with it. I mean, I'll just tell you, it's obvious CJ wasn't happy with it. And let it be known, CJ didn't get him fired. That's not what I'm saying. But your quarterback was not happy inside that offense. And I think it is, I mean, look, you can say whatever you want, but it's important that your quarterback feel comfortable on an offense. It just is, especially a young quarterback, especially one that's going to be making $70 million a year. Better find the right offense.
Yeah. Speaking of tailoring the offense, Nico Collins was, I mean, and I don't know if this is now, you know, this is the line that we're taking in the organization. You know, this is the way that we talk about or whatever, or there is a real, that Caley is making a real effort to make sure that the right guys are in the right places doing the things that they're best at. It sure seems that way because DeMeco just said it, and here's Nico Collins talking about that very thing about playmakers getting the ball.
Shoot. I feel like it's pretty much like the same, you know, not the same, but it gets the playmakers the ball, you know. Same with this offense, man. Like, you get the ball in your hand, go do something with it, you know. And I feel like Nick really making that an emphasis, like, that yet. Yeah, it's a big thing, you know. So I feel like as a receiver group, as an offensive unit, that's what you want to do. And get the ball in hand, go score. Because I ain't trying to be on that field 10 plays. I'm trying to be one of them, you know. So, but nah. But it's a great opportunity to go out there, man. Just have fun.
I feel like we don't hear from Nico nearly enough.
No.
Nico's one of the best receivers in the NFL. When Andre was here, we used
to... Well, but Andre, it's not like he sought out the mic.
No, Andre didn't, but we sought him
out.
The
same way.
We sought him out, and we still even played... Andre never gave a – was very Craig Biggio-ish in that he never gave an answer that was, you know, in any way, shape, or form.
Well, he was careful.
Yeah, he was very careful. But I feel like we sought him out more. I don't hear nearly enough from Nico. So let's make a concerted effort this year to get that playmaker on the air.
Oh, okay.
More thoughts. More thoughts from Nico.
What if he's like this? Ugh, you again. Whoever well, brings the microphone.
No, he's going to say, yeah, what can I do? He's a great guy. I mean, he's our guy.
What's he going to do, talk once a week, right? Is he at that status where that he will be available one time at the podium per week?
I think that's just – that's probably quarterback, and I don't know
that
Nico's. Well,
they're going to have – is Nico Collins going to be talking every day?
He's their spokesman now. Yeah.
I think Nico's at a point where this is Nico's day. Like, whatever, would it be Wednesday, Thursday, and then we can get the sound. But I don't know if Nico's going to be available in the locker room every day, every time there's an open availability.
I didn't say every day. I just want to hear from Nico. That's all. We got one of the best receivers in the NFL. So we're gonna play it that way. All right? We got to build that guy up. I just feel like we just don't do that enough. That guy, he's turned into – and. Listen, this is status. This is elite status. He's turned into a fantasy football league first rounder. And that's saying something about you and your career. Okay? So that's what we got to do this year. Man, we got to play up our guy. That's our guy. Time to talk about I've been playing up Keith Tate and Pro Dunk for a while now. And there's a reason for that. The reason is that Pro Dunk is the best goal in the history of goals. And if you're looking for the best way to get that goal in your driveway, all you have to do is go to ProDunk.com. When you go to the website, you see all of the pictures. You know what the pictures are mostly of? Kids dunking. Little kids dunking. Because you can dunk. You can lower the goal to 5 feet. And that's what the kids want to do. They want to have a ball, Dad, that they probably can handle. They want to have a goal that's lower, not 10 feet. They want to be able to shoot. They want to be able to enjoy. They're not enjoying a 10-foot goal that shakes and all of the terribleness that is a lot of basketball goals out there. This is the nicest goal that you'll buy. It doesn't get any better. And the kids are actually going to be out there and enjoying it. I mean, do what's best for what's best for your kids is having a goal that you just push a button and raises and lowers so that they can actually enjoy basketball out there. They'll be outside as opposed to just looking at it for years. You are going to get the best goal ever at ProDunk.com. That's ProDunk.com. Tell Keith Tate. You heard it right here.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number to get in here with us on ESPN. What a day yesterday. Got the Astros win. The Texans are out there practicing. CJ looked great. There were a lot of, Lance, the first pass Caleb Williams got kicked out, right, of practice by Ben Johnson because they couldn't even line up. So he's get out, just go, you're done.
Accountability.
Jackson Dart's first pass was a pick six.
Get used to it.
Yeah.
Most overrated quarterback in that draft last year.
Jackson Dart.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that he was a first-rounder, he's the most overrated quarterback. It's not Shador. It was Jackson Dart. Shador, to me, had a legitimate second-round grade. I thought Jackson Dart was – I mean, I think he's a good backup to low-end starter who you're looking to replace. To me, he's like a third-round caliber pick. But I don't think the Giants are going to like it too much. Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. Hey, listen, guys start off like it doesn't start good. So I'm certainly going to wait. I'm waiting several years on Jackson Dart. That's fine, but – I don't think it's going to be what they thought it was going to be. The guy has to really struggle to push the ball. When he's got to push the balls down on the combine floor, watch him. I mean, he has to put all the effort into it to throw deep digs. Like it has to come from every ounce of his body to push the ball hard enough to fit it into the tight windows. That is not great. So we'll see what happens.
All right, we got a couple of callers on the line. Elliot's one of them, right, Del? Is Elliot first up? Let's get Elliot in here. What do you say, Elliot?
Hey, morning, fellas. I'm in Pennsylvania this week for work, and I'm pretty upset I'm going to miss the 9 o'clock hour and the fantasy opportunity. So are you guys going to be doing that weekly, or how's that going to work for the next chance?
Yeah, this is the first one. We're going to pick four. We got 4 weeks. that we are going to be doing this. And then the 28th and 29th, we go to the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. So, yeah, you got more opportunities than just today. Okay, so we're picking four guys. And then that person who wins today brings somebody. So four times two is eight, plus me, Lance, Mopey, and Mapes. And so that's the 12. That's the 12 fantasy owners or governors. We like to call them governors.
No, the NFL does owners.
Yeah, but we don't do that. Okay, we don't do that. We're governors, not owners. To Elliot, thanks. You keep on listening. Every Thursday we'll be giving away two spots. One person, two spots to the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Who else, Dell? SMU Sonny is here. What up, Sonny?
Hey, good morning. Hey, I just want to say real quick, studio is so funny. Lance, that was a great wreck. And all the listeners, thanks for shouting that one out. We've been really liking that one. And, man, they have a good chance to get John's boy in there, Scotty Scheffler, in season two. After the auction episode they did this season. So,
oh, yeah, that's right.
I really hope that they make that happen. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
There's a scene, John, where there's – I'm not going to tell you too much, but there's an auction for this incredible golf – for this incredible golf outing. And let's just say that Seth Rogen's character, you know, he gets really frustrated with how crappy they're treating him at this really nice auction, these people he's sitting at a table with. So – they're dead set on winning this auction. They think they got it set up, him and this other guy. And let's just say Seth goes, I got a pretty fat wallet. Let's see what happens here at the end. It is so funny. It's a really funny show.
It's a good show. Yeah, I'm really through three episodes, I think.
Okay, good. Yeah. Last four or five are awesome.
Yeah. So are you guys watching Stick?
No, I don't know why.
It's pretty good.
I like Owen Wilson too, but I haven't started.
I was slow to it, but now I'm all caught up. It's actually pretty good. And you got some golfers in there that you two won't know because you don't know anything. But
Is Minwoo Lee in there?
And Happy Gilmore 2 coming out too on Friday.
Yeah, and yeah, Sydney Sweeney's in it. That's the only thing I know about it.
And Happy Gilmore 2.
Yeah, Sydney Sweeney's in it, and when is Naked Gun 2 come out?
I don't know.
That's pretty soon. Yeah. That's going to be pretty soon.
Just real quick, I wanted to call because the other day, it was spring ball. I went out to practice, and I ran into Derek King, and I was talking to him, and he was so nice, and I told him, I was like, man, we got to get you on John and Lance in Houston. And he said, yeah, let me know. And anyway, yeah, I'd love to try to, like, get that set up and maybe get him on the show. Of course, legendary U of H quarterback and then, ties to Miami, for Dell and now doing a great job as the QB coach at SMU. So, let me know. Like, I can talk to Dell. I'd love to try to get him on. And he said he'd love to come on and talk to you guys.
Sonny's a show booker now.
Yeah, he is. I love that.
He's. I like the coaches at SMU. I like Rhett. I like their O-line coach. Derek King did a great job with their quarterback last year. So, yeah, I like Derek. I got who's good friends with Derek, so we might be able to set that up.
What is, little known fact, what is the high school magazine here in Houston?
Vibe.
Little known fact, Derek King was the number one quarterback back in 2014.
That is a little known fact.
And JT was number two.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that fact.
Yeah.
That's
cool.
And
Derek was one and JT was two. 713-780-3776 is the number. If you would like to get in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, let's catch up on breaks right here and get in. Whatever you guys want to talk about, how about our Astros with a big sweep? Got the A's tonight, starting Jason Alexander tonight. Got to bring him up. This is an amazing, amazing run that this team is on. What they're doing is I don't know that there's a precedent with these number of guys that they're doing this and having the best record in the American League. It's incredible. So we'll talk about that and more. Whatever you guys want to talk about, 713-780-3776. Right now I'm talking about GimmeTheVin.com. And John Clay Wolf is still giving away $25,000 a month. I mean, that's kind of incredible that the dude just, you know, he doesn't care. It's already the best place to sell your car. It's even better now with GimmeTheVIN.com big cash giveaway. GimmeTheVIN is giving away $25,000 in cash every month. Get 1,000 chances to win if they buy your car. For more details, go to the website, GimmeTheVIN.com. So he's going to give you more for your vehicle, right? It takes minutes to do. You go to the website, GimmeTheVIN.com. You put in your VIN number, your license plate number. You get an offer for your car in minutes. It's above any other dealer quote. You can go to their pickup locations, or they'll come to you. They'll bring you the check. They'll pick up the car. Easy, fast. It's America's best car buyer. And on top of that, you could win $25,000. On top of whatever you get for your car, you could get another $25,000 with 1,000 chances if they buy your car. Go to GiveMeTheVIN.com. You're going to sell your car. I don't know why you would sell it anywhere else. Then GiveMeTheVIN.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
So I was just talking to Melissa. She's one-woman crew, well, with the producer, too. And I was telling her I went to Made in Medellin yesterday, Colombian food. So I was telling her what I had, and she was telling me what to order. I didn't know there's two different regions, the Bogota and the Medellin. The food's a little bit different, so she was explaining some stuff to me.
Yeah.
Colombian food, meat, chicken, potatoes, rice, beans. What could possibly go wrong?
You did all that without handing her a bag of chips?
Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. I did. Sorry I was not being sorry. First of all, that we've got, as you know, Dell, we've got a vending machine that never works.
Yeah.
Never works. It's completely full
it's
now.
It's completely stocked, which it would be helpful if it actually allowed you to pay for anything.
Apparently, this guy's finally... It's from the 1940s, the vending machine. There's a small man who lives in there who hands you your stuff. You activate him, and then he'll go, here you go. It's a little person, and he gives you chips.
A very little person.
And it's super old. And finally, apparently, this guy here is getting a new machine. That's what we're waiting on, because it's not working again.
So it's an old machine, but you can use a credit card to pay.
Now, he's got cheap prices, though.
And that's fine, but you can't pay because it doesn't work.
Cheap prices, but it never works.
Yeah, so who cares if it's cheap
can't? Like, you can get a bottle of Diet Dr. Pepper, $1.50 here at the store. Wherever you go, it's going to be like $2.50. I'm like, as soon as he stocks them, I buy four of them.
I can actually pay and drink
Dr. Pepper. Yeah, that's true. You can get a little bit cheaper. That's true.
No, what I'm saying is I'll take it a dollar more if it's actually readily available, as opposed to a dollar less where I can't even buy it.
Oh, yeah, that's not great.
Yeah.
And by the way, I got to say this too, John. Shout out to our guy. Now he's officially our guy, the Bearded Baker. Me and Solis went. My wife went out of town, so I went and grabbed some sushi rolls at Hando's, which. We ate in 22 minutes.
You went to Hando yesterday.
Yeah, Hando's good. 22 minutes it took to eat like an entire lunch. They just roll it. Here you go. Next, next, next. Boom. And so, of course, there was a bakery, so we had to at least go check it out. It's called the Bearded Baker. So I went in there, and, man, everything looked great. And I got a cookie. Solis got something. The guy came out, and I looked in the back, and there's a guy with the beard. I'm like, that's him. That's the Bearded Baker. And, you know, you're not used to seeing it. So this guy's like 6'3", you know, kind of a... he's not what you would expect as a baker. And it says, as seen on Food Network there on his door. And so it was really good. He came out. He goes, hey, do I recognize you? I said, maybe. I'm in radio. He goes, Lance Zierlein, right? I said, yeah. He said, I listen to you and John every single day.
That's awesome.
Every single day.
That guy's the best.
He said, I come in here. He goes, you guys keep me sane. He goes, you know why I keep listening to you? Because you have honest opinions.
Yeah.
And I said, that's right. We're the only ones who tell the truth in this city.
Yes, we're the only ones.
A pack of lies on all the other shows.
Yeah, it's fake media.
People sucking up to management, sucking up to general managers and head coaches. Yeah. The only truth you will get is from 7 to 10. Literally at 10:01, the lies start here and other stations.
Well, you generally go past 10 o'clock, so maybe 10:07.
10:07
there it is.
Is when the lies really start to pile on. You know, but lies across the city. But this guy, he goes, hey, I want you to take this brownie home because I'd already had something. One of the best things I've ever had was salt with the
Wait a minute. You were supposed to give that to your kids. What do you mean the best thing you've
ever
had?
Well, they were helping Drake move, so they couldn't. They didn't even get home until late. They had to go help their brother move for free.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, they that's were what complaining are for. The whole way. But he
that's
knows
what
Muay
brothers
Thai.
Are for.
He knows
get
Muay
over
Thai.
Here.
Exactly.
Little brother, get over here and move.
Exactly. This is part of a rite of passage.
That's right.
It's not like you guys are doing anything during the summer anyway. Right. Well, Snacks is preparing for a super fight. He was watching tape of his opponent on YouTube yesterday. But you got to go help your brother move. This is part of what being a teenager is, being a brother is. We all had to go and help friends move. You all have to do it. It sucks. Nobody likes doing it. If you're the person who's asking somebody to move, you have to buy lunch or breakfast or dinner. Like, that's just part of the deal.
Yeah, it's a rite of passage to be a younger brother.
It is a rite of passage.
You have to lie to your older brother about him being sent to New Jersey and eventually Nigeria.
Well, that's not most people's rite of passage.
Yeah, right.
You have to keep that a secret when you're 8 years old.
That's very specific.
That's a little different than most people.
I think most younger brothers, when they're 8 years old, have to take the advice of their father and pretend like your older brother isn't being sent away, never to be seen again.
Well, that's one rite of passage, or help
somebody move. Doesn't everyone have to do that at some point? Hold the secret like you're a spy?
There's your first beer. There's helping someone move. There's your first broken bone in sports or whatever. And then there's whisking your brother off to another country,
being,
I guess, is another
rite
of passage.
Being the decoy as your brother gets sent away and you never see him again. Didn't everyone do that?
Oh, I did not. I didn't. No. I was the older brother, and I never got sent away. And my brother Mike Zerline was always in the house.
Were you ever the decoy?
Did you send away Greg?
Greg never got. That's different, though.
Did they send him off to Evanston?
That's a little different than the rest of us.
Okay. Yeah, I thought that's a shared experience.
They never sent Greg off to Evanston?
We didn't. No, Greg never got sent to Evanston or Blue Island or anywhere around the sim. No, that's it.
Well, so that's why I also later, lives. I was full. I couldn't eat the brownie until later, but this brownie's a soft, chewy brownie with the seed. But anyway, he's like, yeah, I asked him. I said, what were you on Food Network? He goes, I did Christmas cookies. They reached out to me. They saw my social media. I got to the second round. And he does cookies for a lot of people who come in town. Like, he did them for, was it Beyonce? I'm trying to remember who he did it for. It was somebody famous. He did cookies for them. He does it for some of the professional sports franchises here in the city. But he's in 11th Street. He's a big listener. You guys go support a guy who's one of you, listener of the show, and Bearded Baker is the name of it. But it's good. It's really good. I'm telling you, legit. It's good. He's like, yeah, I don't check. He goes, I'm not your typical baker you'd see on TV. He goes, I don't really fit the mold necessarily. I said, yeah, you are more of a just a, you look like you would be, you look like you may have played high school football. I don't associate that with most professional bakers.
Well, I don't know. I can see a baker's being a big guy, a big dude.
Well, he is.
I mean, you're around all that sugar all day.
A sports talk listener?
Yeah.
Bakers, you don't watch baking shows. Tell me you've never watched Food Network baking shows or Great British Bake Off without telling me.
I've never seen it. Nobody
looks like him.
No
one listens to sports talk. No one appreciates honest sports opinions like we have.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone else just like, line up to be lied to.
Yeah, let's just get lied to today.
Let's see what we're going to get lied to about the Rockets or Texans.
No, Lance wouldn't even make it other stations. He said this station included, starting at 10:07, people lie.
Yeah.
So he wouldn't even just say other stations.
I'm just trying to be
just the show.
This is the honesty that you're paying for. This is what got me the brownie yesterday. Mm. This level of honesty. Mm-hmm.
By accusing your coworkers of being liars?
No. By making honest observations.
And sucking up to management?
Making honest observations.
Who's the biggest suck up here, Lance? Since you've included the rest of us.
Easy. Mapes. How else does he get all this time off?
Mapes.
He's gotta be sucking up.
Oh. Yeah.
How else does he get 26 days of vacation every year?
I can't speak to that. I don't know what his deal is.
It's a good one.
It's a great one. He's got the Palillo deal.
Listen, we're not going to pay you, but we're going to give you 3 months off in the summer like a teacher.
Oh, that's right.
By the way, that's only like 2.5. You know, my kids go back to school April August 14th now.
Oh, that's great. Bye.
They get out in June and go back in August. Like, wow.
That's tough. Awesome. That's the best.
My wife said, that's hardly any summer. I'm like, hey.
Yeah.
Let's make it a month.
They need school. They need that schooling. All right. We got a break. 713-780-3776. Jalen Green had a trip, he was in the Players Tribune, and he had a lot to say about his time in Houston. We'll do that on the other side. Right now, though, we got Texas Card House that we're talking about. I'm talking about Hijack Poker, which is the app that you download to your phone, your laptop, and you play against Texans. And it's all over Texas, not just here in the city of Houston, but Austin and Dallas. They got locations. I think the one down in San Antonio as well. Texas Card House is all over the state. Texas Card House is the premier card house in the entire state of Texas. I'm telling you, really well run. They got all kinds of tournaments. They got tournament play. They have huge tournaments. They have just nightly guarantees. You're guaranteed $4,000 on a night tournament, and the cost to get in is just $40. That's incredible. Here, there was a $4,000 guarantee over at Commerce. It's $150 to get in the tournament, and they're only guaranteeing $4,000. Okay, in Texas Card House, they're guaranteeing $4,000 and only cost you $40 to get in. That's incredible, people. You take advantage of what Texas Card House is doing. If you're a poker player, you got to get to Texas Card House. TexasCardHouse.com. See for yourself. And then if you play Hijack Poker, if you can't get to the Card House, you play Hijack Poker, you could deposit and withdraw money at either Texas Card House location here in the city or anywhere in the state. And that's a great way to do it, too, if you don't want to put it on your credit card. So here's the deal. You're looking for poker in Houston. There's one place to go. TexasCardHouse.com. Open 24/7. Bars open till 2 in the morning every single day. TexasCardHouse.com.
ESPN 97.5.
I assume you knew.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.